Welcome to Be Strong Minded podcast. I'm Petia Kolibova, a mind, body, and soul transformation guide, meditation teacher, fitness and wellness expert, self-love junkie, and lifestyle entrepreneur. Each week, I will be offering an interview or idea that will support you to build a strong mindset and confidence to leave behind your past suffering, enjoy the present moment, and create the life you deserve. I will take you on a journey of self-discovery by elevating your energy and connecting with your soul while offering simple steps and tools you can use right now to create a healthy and empowered life you love. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me for another podcast episode, Be Strong Minded. Today, I have with me absolutely beautiful and charismatic guest, Taylor Simpson. She's a leading expert in the field of confidence building, self-love, transformational work, and online business building strategies. She's the founder of the Confidence Academy and the Mind and Body Empowerment Tribe. It's a motivational speaker, social media influencer, and woman's empowerment junkie. She utilizes her platform to spread her message, the importance of speaking your truth, and how to live intentionally so you can create an abundant life you deserve to live. Taylor's YouTube and podcast channel are filled with raw and vulnerable, real personal stories where she shares about her anger issues and the divorce and many more things. So make sure to check it out later on. She hopes that the moment that they will reach won't feel so alone if they're facing any challenges in their life too, because we are all in this together. Her ability to connect with women around the world and help them raise their vibration so they can attract everything they want in life has helped her success of her business and getting her message out there. Thank you so much for making the time, Taylor.
Yes, I am so excited to chat with you and grateful to just have this opportunity to just connect and connect with your community and just spread some love.
Thank you so much. You know, when I was reading your bio for the first time, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like I'm reading mine.
I love that.
It's so beautiful, you know, when you can really connect with people who align with what you believe in, mm-hmm. with your values, and then the impact, it's so much bigger. Because what I believe, like you, we are in this together. Mm-hmm. And when Absolutely. We can join our forces, we can really help to impact even more people. So that's yep. absolutely amazing.
Absolutely. I'm all about just connecting with like-minded people and realizing that we're all going through the same sort of problems, no matter where we're at in life.
That's absolutely true. You know, like lately I've been joining like women's conferences and circles yes. and I saw it really doesn't matter if you're 20 year old, if you're 70 year old, woman, we are facing the same struggles and obstacles, you know, so yep. it's beautiful when you overcome some of the major ones and now you're in the position to empower those who can still be going through them. So mm-hmm. can you please share your story and let the audience know how did you get where you are right now?
Yeah, so I'll make it short to the sweet and the point because it's like it's a long road to get here as life is. But I actually started off working for the United Nations and the government for my first 5 years of adulting and thought that was my dream job. I got married, had, you know, the perfect on the outside, the perfect life, and was, you know, just looked like I had it all together. But inside, I was a hot mess. I was stuffing away my emotions with food. I was shopping way too much. I was miserable at my job. I felt so unfulfilled, lost, just clueless onto like who I was. Cause I was so far from self-aware. I was blaming others, insecure, but looked like I had confidence on the outside. Mm-hmm. And so then it was probably about 5 years into my career, I was like, I have got to like do something because I am like Sunday nights, I was crying. I was dreading going to work. It was just, but I had no idea. Like everyone was talking about clarity and I had no idea what that meant. I was like, I don't even know what you guys are talking about. Like, what is this meditation thing? Like, I mean, I was that like low. And so I started just kind of diving into self-development just blindly, and I picked up the book called The Power of Now, and that book by Eckhart Tolle was literally the book I like got 5 pages in, and I was like, what the heck? What the heck have I been doing?
Please.
Okay. Please. It comes out accidentally sometimes. So I was like, what the fuck have I been doing my whole life? And so finished the book and just realized I got to make a change. This is ridiculous. So January 1st, I joined a gym. I'd always been like athletic, played the cheerleading, played lacrosse growing up in college. And so I joined a gym and just made an Instagram account to share my outfits at the gym. That's literally how I created my Instagram account. You know, because I did like a fashion blog on the side, nothing fancy at all, just like taking pictures of my outfits. So I was taking gym photos and like no intention at all, just made it for that. And a bunch of people started following me, like, oh my God, I love your gym outfits. They're like neon and obnoxious. And so, and so like my like community started growing and had no, like nothing, just posting them. And so my body started changing as I started working out a little more just by myself, didn't have a trainer, just moving my body because it was like allowing me to get that energy out that I was stifling at my miserable job, mm-hmm. maybe trying to get some clarity moving, some energy moving. And so as that happens, naturally things start coming out, good and bad. You're starting having to face different things about yourself that you didn't know, insecurities, comparisonitis, all that sort of stuff. So then my body started changing. People were like, how is your body changing? Like, tell me how to do it. And I was like, oh, you guys care like about my workouts? What? And like, so the more I do it, it's like this fitness thing is fun. So fast forward, I created Tailored Fitness LLC, which was my first business, still going. Then provided, got my NASM certification, then started building my website and providing workouts. And all of a sudden it just like, because I was in alignment with what I was supposed to be doing, it just like blew up. So eventually I was able to quit my 9-to-5, take this on full time. And just loved it. I had a blog. We're just doing just helping people. Like it was getting paid to help people. And so I was doing that, And while I was kind of towards the middle of my journey, I was miserable, not happy in my marriage. I had married someone that, amazing man, we're still friends, but just, I was married to him that first time when I was not self-aware and just a hot mess. So then I'm going through this kind of like, you know, early life crisis. And so fast forward, we end up getting divorced because we realized I was not where I want to be. And I wanted him to be happy. And I know I deserve to be happier with someone that was my person. And so as I'm going through that transition, I'm taking on more people are wanting to, they had no idea I was going through a divorce, but all of a sudden I started bringing on more life coaching clients. People were like, so I'm very open on my podcast and my YouTube and talk about my personal experiences. And so all of a sudden, naturally, people are like, can I just like, we like talk, like we go through like tools, because I had Mind and Body Challenge, which we talk a lot about mindfulness. So naturally, then my business started going a different direction towards Taylor, what it is now, life and online business building coaching. But it wasn't, I wouldn't have gotten to this place where I'm at now, where I'm like in alignment with everything I could possibly imagine in my life. It's just, I love it. I really do. I mean, there's bad days where I'm like, I want to cry and curl up in a ball, but I wouldn't have gotten to where I'm at now. If I hadn't gone through all of that and been aware of what I was going through and taking action. So like everything I've gone through, there were shitty fucking times where I was like miserable. I didn't know where my life was going whatsoever. But what I always did was just like, okay, everything is what it is. What can I do right now to maybe improve on this situation, from the divorce to everything? And so that's how, and I live my life. I try to be, obviously some days I'm not perfect. So I live intentionally. My intention at every moment is what is the good I can see in the situation? How can I then turn that to help someone else? Like, so my now mission is to other women that are the old me to help them see their true potential, face their fears, sit in the shit. Cause no one wants to sit in their own feelings. Mm-hmm. So I help them do that. So that way they can remove those blocks and then take action in their life and create a beautiful life, whatever that means to them.
Yes.
But that's just the long story short, long-ish. But where am I now? Like, it's been a roller coaster the past.
I absolutely love it. Thank you so much for sharing it. How long has been this journey?
Yeah, so it was, I quit my 9-to-5 when I was 25. I'm 31 now. So it has been about 6 years, 6 years.
I love that. It's so beautiful. Yeah. And I love that book, by the way, you know, The Power of Now, the Eckhart Tolle. I remember I bought it actually like a few years ago. I opened it. I was like, what the heck? And I put it back in the shelf. You know, like how when you're not, because when you're not ready, I'm like, I don't get it. Then I got an audiobook, you know, and I was listening to it. I'm like, I don't know, you know, like I got the idea, you know, but it just wasn't connecting. Yes. And then I just like, I found it one day because somebody was mentioning it on the podcast, but in 1 week I heard it like 3 times. I was like, okay, I get it. You know, like, it's like if you hear something once, twice, you know, you're like, okay. And when it's like 3 or more times, okay, I'm listening, I'm doing it. And I love it. And I really love that you are so aware and intentional about what's going on.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the most important step. And I, did you read the book, The One Thing?
Yes, so good.
Because like when you mention it, the right now, that's what reminds me of that. Because sometimes we are focusing on the end goal, on where we want to be, and we wanted to have it all like planned out step by step. We want the clarity, we want the control, and life doesn't work that way. It
only
give us what we need,
because
it knows better.
Yep, absolutely.
It knows the whole path. And then we get insecure if the things don't go as we want. So if you can ask yourself, what can, and my favorite, it's what can I do right now to feel good?
Yeah.
Right now. Because when you feel good, you start to see the good no matter how bad or inconvenient or challenging is the situation you are in.
Yeah, I believe in like that. I try not to label things, but I'm having like a shitty situation. I'm like, okay, it's either like good or bad. How can I make this neutral? Like if I'm stuck in traffic, okay, instead of being like, oh my God, this sucks, I'm in traffic. I'm like, okay, like I can listen to a podcast. I can just maybe sit in silence. Heaven forbid we sit in silence.
Yes, right.
So yeah, it's just taking, I love that. Just taking that moment and figuring out how you can make the most of it no matter what it is.
Yes, please just don't close your eyes when you're driving, okay?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Like, let's sit in the silence. Let's meditate. Car honking behind us. I love that. That's beautiful. So, I love how everything was unfolding for you.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, because I'm just curious, you know, sometimes when we are in the middle of the emotional mess, as we women sometimes are, right?
Yeah.
How do you get out of that, you know? How do you get that desired clarity? What the best next step will be for you in your life? What helped you?
Yeah, so when you're kind of in the middle of all the muck, is to put your ego aside. And I am constantly battling with my ego. Like, it's I'm not shameful of it. There's some days where I'm like, you know, think I can, you know, take over the world. And some days I'm like, okay, simmer down. Like, like, so in those moments, I have to, like, that's good or bad. You know, your ego is there to protect you no matter what. It does what its job. But in those moments where you're kind of just crappy, you got to be like, okay, am I now embarrassed to ask for help? Because when I was going through my divorce, I didn't reach out to any friends. I mean, I did a whole talk on this because I was like so embarrassed and shameful that I was going through this. And I'm always a tough one. And so I had to be like, okay, put your ego aside, Taylor, get over yourself and ask for help from a friend, a listening ear, a hug. So that's always my first step, is saying, okay, if I'm feeling bad right now, am I choosing to feel bad out of fear of what other people are going to think?
Yes.
Or am I choosing to feel bad because I'm accepting the feelings and I'm okay with that? There's a difference between sitting in the shit or avoiding it. So then that's the first step. And the second step is to just take responsibility for where you're at. If you're having a bad day, do not blame it on other people. Like, it is your fault. Like, tough love, it's like no matter what happens, we have to take responsibility, good or bad. And then that allows you to take ego off, take responsibility, remove blame, and then you can move forward, because then there's no obstacles. It is just like a clear path.
That's amazing. I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's absolutely amazing. And you're right. Like, so many times we let our ego to rule our life. And it's like when you can really like ask yourself, is that really true? You know, is it really true that somebody's hurting me? Or is it really true that I'm having like a bad day? Why is that? When you, and I love that you say like, sit with it. We don't want to. We want to avoid it. And then it's building up inside. And that's the worst, because if you like it or not, it will come back, and it will come back more.
Yep, absolutely. And the universe is going to keep throwing us the same lesson over and over again until we deal with it. So people that think that, you know, they get in bad relationships and toxic relationships and like, oh, this one's going to be different. But did you actually deal with why the last relationship was toxic? Yeah. And if you didn't, guess what? Every other relationship you're going to get, friends, significant others, all of that is going to be the same person, because the universe is like, nope. Nope.
I love it. It's absolutely true. You know, when you're looking for the good feeling on the outside, you know, like this job, this person, this friend will make me feel better, but you don't do the inner work, you will keep attracting the same kind of people, because you're the same kind of person. And until you change, nothing around you will change. I had to do my inner work too, you know, about setting boundaries and letting go of what's not serving me, and like not feeling guilty about it. You know, I feel like so many women, like when I'm listening or coaching my clients, I feel so much guilt when they, you know, doing their work, when they're working on themselves, because we were conditioned to first please others, first do everything for everyone. And then maybe if you have a little bit left over time and energy, you can do something for yourself.
Yeah.
So do you ever have that still, like that guilt when you say, okay, like I'm turning everything off, and I know you love going to nature and, you know, I was a little bit stalking you on your Instagram. So I'm like, this girl.
Yeah, that is kind of like my way of, you hit the nail on the head. If I'm feeling very pulled out of my energy, because I am a giver, I'm a server, but I also, it's just important to give and serve yourself, just as you said. So when I'm feeling very like drained, I have to make sure that I just take a deep breath and honor that I'm feeling drained and not feel guilty with that. Because with the field I'm in, it is all about other people. It's all about the client. Like I have to remove my feelings. But with that, your cup gets empty, because you're giving them all your love and light. And so, yeah, I do have those. And a little bit of guilt to things. I'm like, oh, you know, I want to like be communicating with people. And I like, but then I'm like, no, if I want to be able to give my all to myself, my family, my friends, my clients, I've got to refill that cup, hands down.
Yeah, absolutely true. Yeah. I always say that you need to take care of yourself first, so you give the best of you and not the rest of you.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
And I absolutely love that you are, you know, so many people are so focused on the one thing, like I am a fitness coach, so I'm doing fitness, I'm doing workouts, maybe some nutrition. And I love how well-rounded you are, because you truly encompass and you truly embody what you believe in, you know, the healthy mind, the body, and the spirit. So I know that you're training still. You look fantastic.
Thank you.
You keep working out. I know that you are coaching your clients for the confidence. You also have a confidence for women, which is absolutely fantastic. And I want to learn even more, maybe after the interview.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me ask you the spirit part, you know, because I do believe, like I listen to you and you're speaking my language. Yeah. So I would like to ask you, about the raising the vibration to attract what you truly want in your life. What are the tools that you are using? What are some of the techniques that help you throughout the journey?
Yeah. So I love that. I love like vibing with people on this kind of stuff, because I remember being that listener and hearing other people talk about like vibration and raising your elevation and abundance and all that stuff. And I was like, yeah, what the hell, whatever. Like that's like such bullshit. And now I'm loving it. I'm like, no, guys, like it's not bullshit. So old me, you know, pre 6 years ago, low vibration and just lack mindset. Like I mentioned earlier, didn't have enough this, didn't have enough that. That's why I was always buying shit to like fulfill me. And it was just wondering why I was stuck. And like, and I knew I had heard the term vibration, all that, but just, I was avoiding it, 'cause I was like, I don't know what that is. So So now I am, you're right, I'm incredibly intentional about keeping my vibration high, because we are all forms of energy, vibration. Like this hair tie literally is vibrating at its own frequency. Water bottle vibrating at its own frequency. And if we connect with everything that we want to attract, the universe will literally bring it to you. There's physically and like scientifically no way that you can ever not get what you want, as long as your vibration is at that same thing. So when you're feeling shitty and blaming the world, and you're like, oh my God, when it rains, it pours mentality. Yeah, because you are literally telling the universe, hey, I'm going to vibrate down here because that's like what I like. And that's what I'm always giving my words to and my energy to. And when I'm meeting up with friends, I'm always telling them how bad my life is. Mm-hmm. So the universe then is like, okay, cool. So I'm going to give you all this stuff down here. So to raise your vibration, you have to literally think, okay, not only first step is what do I want, but then how can I give that away? It's not like you could first ask, like setting the intention. So the universe works is what you give, you receive, period. And so people wonder like, oh, you know, I want all this money. My goal is to have $5 million this year. And you know, I can't, but I'm not even close to that. I'm always like looking for ways to make money. Well, duh, because you're not giving any energy away. So it's like the universe is like, okay, so she's asking to take money, so I'm going to take money from her or take situations away from her. So that's why people that have money blocks specifically, that's like, that comes up a lot with my community. And so is they're like, well, you know, how do I, that whole money mindset? Yeah. Because you're telling the universe, yeah, I want it, but then it mirrors you back. So if you want money, you have to literally not even just give away money. That, I mean, money is just a form of energy and a flow, and it always comes back to you if you give it. So, here's an example, people that tip bad because they have that lack mindset. When you give someone a good tip, you're just rewarding them for something that they gave you. And guess what? The universe is going to be like, oh, so she gave value to someone. Let me give her value back. That energy just, it goes and flows and goes and flows equally. So if you're a bad tipper, you probably wonder, like, that person's life is probably pretty shitty. If you're a good tipper, but then also not even tip money, like emotionally, if you tell someone, give, so this is even like this tipping could be literally translated equally to a verbal tip is like, oh my gosh, you look so beautiful today. You're always inspiring me. You're so great.
Oh, I love
the universe
that.
Is going to be like, okay, let me actually bring more people into your life that will tell you that you're inspiring to them. That's literally how it works.
I absolutely love that. It's so amazing.
Yeah.
And honestly, I never thought about it. Like, I love complimenting people. Like, when I moved from Europe, like, I'm here in the United States over 8 years now, and I grew up in a small town back in Czech Republic. And the mentality there, and I don't live there over 13 years, so I'm sure it's changed. But when I was growing up, it was about comparing and being better than, and I have more than you. And if you have more than me, we are not friends because I'm jealous. So the mentality back there was always being better and having more and just to comparing. So it's that lack mentality.
Yeah.
And you are not going to see woman complimenting woman.
Yeah.
Like they will look at you with a jealousy. What is she wearing? How, oh, she got this guy just because she's sleeping with him and all these like bad things. So I remember when I moved in here to United States and the first, like within the first weeks, I'm going to the gym and there is a lady and she comes to me. She's like, oh my gosh, I love your shoulders. You know, like, and I'm like, what does she want from me? Like,
right.
You know, like what's going on? And then I went to the store, let's say a few weeks after, you know, and there's a lady and she was like, oh my God, I love your dress. So cute. And I'm like, is she wants to rob me or something? You know, it's like, it's,
yeah.
Now when I look back, it's funny. Back then, I'm like, what do they want from me? Like nobody will give you just to give you. And now you know how much pleasure it gives me, come to the moment, even a man, I don't care, like a human being, and tell them, I love what you're doing, I love what you're wearing, you know, like, I love your energy, your cutes are cute, you make their day, you made them smile, and it makes me so happy, and I'm so glad that you mention it, because when people are struggling with finances, they are focusing on what they don't have, what they want, but they don't know how to get there, because it's like that constant struggle. I want this, I don't know how to get there. So you're focusing on the lack of it.
Yeah.
And so knowing that even if you can't right now, like, give financially away, you can give the energy away and emotionally give away. Because really, how amazing it feels when you go somewhere and you smile at strangers.
Yep, absolutely.
It makes you feel so good.
Yeah, and the universe sees it as equal, money or give, any sort of gift. Like, that's like, period, like donating your clothes. Like, it's all the same. Money, it's just gifted. When you gift away, the universe gives to you, period. Wow. It's a give and take.
I'll be cleaning up my closet, just so you know.
Right. I've got a whole pile of actually like trash bags of clothes. I try to go every other month. I do a whole closet clean out every other month. There's literally two trash bags of workout clothes.
Do you need my address? I can give it to you like when we are done. Because when I do, it's like, okay, I haven't been wearing this for like few months. So if I didn't wear it for a few months, it goes to my like two best friends.
Yeah, just trade them.
Yes. Yeah. And then if they don't want it, they always give it to the charity, you know, if they want to use it. So it's a bit of, I get to do that more often because that's an amazing idea. So let's just hold on after this so I can give you my shipping address.
There you go.
For the passage. I'm sure I can fit in your size.
Totally.
This is so beautiful. I just knew that this interview, it's going to be absolutely mind-blowing, and it's even better than expected. The value, the tips, the energy, the love that just, you know, goes out of you. It's beautiful.
Oh, so, thank you. You too.
Thank you. Let me ask you, Taylor. Imagine that you are on the street and there is a woman that comes to you and tells you, I'm desperate. I don't know how to be living better. What would be the first step you will tell her if she tells you she feels stuck where she is and she doesn't love herself and her life? What would you tell her?
I would immediately ask her what are three things she's grateful for, because the found, like, I love that question. It's like, yeah, totally up my alley. And it's such a beautiful question, because it's so easy to focus on what's going bad in our lives and then not realize, oh my God, I have actually, like, I have a toothbrush. I mean, it's as small as I'm grateful for the fact that I can brush my teeth. I'm grateful for the fact that I have running water. Like, that's just, when you realize all the good you have, then you're like, oh, and our brains wiring cannot think a negative thought and a good thought at the same time. So if we're constantly overpowering, if we're talking about, you know, my life is so bad, but then, oh, but you know, I have this beautiful son that I love so much. You're constantly now thinking about your son. That's, you literally cannot think twice. So the more you overpower those negative with the positive, you're going to then see more good in your life. And then you're going to be empowered and motivated to take better action towards those good things. And then, of course, in the universe, as I said before, will then bring you more good things in your life. And it just works. It works.
Oh my gosh. I love you. That's absolutely amazing, because that's what I usually say, you know, start your day with the gratitude. Like, even like when I'm in a bed in the morning, I'm like, thank you. And I just think about the things that I love, you know, like three things that I am grateful for, three amazing things that I'm excited about in the day.
Yep.
Because it's just, I remember the days when I was like dragging myself from the bed. Uh-huh. I didn't want to get up. I'm like, why? Why another day full of struggle? And it's just like going through the day, going through the motions.
Like a robot.
I was reading your post, yes.
Straight up a robot.
Yes, it's so painful. So I really love that.
Yeah.
So last and not least, the most important thing of all of this interview, how can people stay in touch with you? Where they can find you, where they can connect, where they can follow you?
Yeah, so most of the places. So I spend most of my time on Instagram. I'm always on Instagram stories, just sharing my day, snippets of what I eat, drink, do, say. It's at I Am Taylor Simpson. And then my podcast, A Tailored Adventure to Happiness. And I share a lot of good nuggets in my podcast, and everything is home-based on my website, which is thetaylorsimpson.com. But those three are kind of like, I stay within that bubble, and just, I love, 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 love connecting with people and chatting with people. And I'm always doing polls on Instagram stories just to like learn more about who is in my community so I can better serve them. So yeah, that's where you can find me.
Thank you so much. I will also make sure that when I'm launching the podcast that I will include it in the notes. Yeah. Thank you so much for everything you're doing. You really make a big difference. You matter. It's so beautiful what you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I adore you and so grateful to be in your life now. Like this is one of my favorite things about social media is meeting people you would have never met otherwise.
Exactly. I love it. And you know, it's so funny when you said that you started your Instagram just like posting to be posting unintentionally. I started the same way. And now when I get to talk with my followers and when you see that you can truly make a difference and talk to people all around the world, it's just, it's powerful.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. This was just so great.
Thank you. You have a beautiful day, and I can wait to stay connected.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much for spending your time with me on the Be Strong Minded podcast. I'm happy we could share this time together to create a space for the new exciting life that is on its way. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and I would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes. Leave us honest thoughts and comments. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would be really appreciated if you can help us on a journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, keep shining your light.